Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
A horse!
Bye.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
I actually asked my wife to listen to the show and see if she heard any crutches.
What did she say?
She didn't understand the term crutch or what that meant. She said, yes, you sound very stupid. And I said, that's not a crutch.
That's not a crutch.
That's
just a way of
that's
being.
That's just me being dumb. I can't fix that.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing. It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. Timmy Hall is with me today.
My guy. Panama Ted.
How you doing, Teddy?
Doing good, Mike. I love that delay. I love that one.
He's
got to
put his
delay.
Headphones on.
Yep. He's got to get ready.
Not Wild expected. Card Wednesday. You can tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. We have On Campus coming up at 4:48. No, dry your eyes. No name dropping with Jeff Rimmer today. Rimmer is traveling. He's coming back from Arizona. We will have him on tomorrow.
Well, we know it's not because he's afraid to trash this team for the little run that they're on. He's a different Rimmer now.
It's all right.
That he's heading to retirement.
It's okay.
All right.
Playing out the stretch. Glad Elvis is playing, though. Glad we got that covered. Gave up two shorthanded goals last night.
Oh, you don't like that?
Playing in a high school gym. This is what the National Hockey League has become in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I said there was going to be 5,200 people there because that's the capacity. They did not sell out the game last night.
Unbelievable, right?
It's like 4,500 people.
You have better action at NIT games.
Ridiculous. How you doing, Timmy?
I'm doing all right. How about you? Season's done.
Season's
as far
over.
As the season
Buckeyes
goes.
Lose to Georgia last night, ending their NIT run and the season. You and I both thought they'd win the game last night, but the season comes to an end, and now Jake Diebler can concentrate on, you know, recruiting his own guys today and hitting that portal.
And getting the staff finished, too. He's got Dave Dickerson, who was here, what, 7-8 years under Thad Matta, has some head coaching experience, probably some things that he can learn from his own head coaching experience, too, being at a smaller college and it not going well. But it's good to have him back with everything that he knew. I mean, that four-year stretch from, what was it, 2010 to 2013, did they win 120 games? They averaged 30 wins a season there when they had the Final Four, the two Sweet 16s, the Elite Eight. So there was a lot of success in that program at that time that he can help, you know, reteach Jake Diebler or teach Jake Diebler for the first time on how to get to those heights, because that's what he's going to try to do now. And this will be exciting, right? Finding some new players, trying to keep some of the guys that you've already got. We're there now.
We had some exciting times. I'm trying to use the right word here because I don't want to overstate what this ending was. I mean, you didn't even get to the semis of the NIT, even with this nice run that Jake Diebler put together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You wanted to win that one. You were at home.
I know. So I'm looking at the ER Auto Care fan poll today. 971thefan.com. Pick one word to describe the men's basketball season. Here are your choices. Disappointing, frustrating, promising, entertaining. First of all, if you choose entertaining, go right to jail. Report yourself to jail. Because you and I have a different idea of what entertaining is. It has to be one of the first two. I mean, you had a season. If we're going to sum up the entire season, it didn't say sum up the last 3 weeks. If we're going to sum up the entire season, you had a season where your team performed so badly that your head coach needed to be fired. in the middle of the season? When was the last time they fired a coach in the middle of the season in a Buckeye basketball program? I'll hang up and listen for your answer. That's how bad it got.
So what's the results? What are they trending right now? Do you have it in front of you?
No, I don't have the results.
I'll click it through.
Click
okay.
It. Go ahead.
It is Promising leads the way at 39.4%. It's not one of the two that you wanted.
What is the matter with
disappointing is second at 29%. Frustrating.
You had to fire your head coach. We're not evaluating the last month. We're breaking down the entire season. How can you say promising? You had the lowest attendance ever to watch men's basketball in the shot. Apparently, it wasn't promising enough for you to buy a damn ticket.
Well, people are prisoners of the moment, right? This is what this is all about. It's the end of the year. It was the 8-3 stretch under Jake Diebler.
That's why they clicked that.
It is disappointing, though. And you know what? You know what drove it home for me? I said this last night on the postgame show right before we were done. Last show, it's been some good late nights throughout the year, especially late in the season. It wasn't much fun in the middle of the season and having to be super critical of the team, because how could you not be
right.
When Chris Holtmann was shown the door? And the program obviously needed a change, and I think it was proven that it needed a change with how well Jake did down the stretch. But when I watched the selection show, right, one of my favorite days in sports. And it's not really about the games that are being played. Sure, you got some conference championships finishing out the Big Ten title game. If you're in it, that's good. But it's about the show leading.
The presentation.
Yeah, it's about the show telling me, here, Tim, here's the games that you're going to be watching all day on Thursday and Friday.
The cameras of the teams as they find out where they're playing or if they got in the tournament.
Yep.
Absolutely.
That's what I love. And when I knew, because we knew that the Buckeyes were not going to be unveiled in that one.
Right.
It would have shocked me if they were in. And believe me, I went in there with like a 0.001% chance.
No expectations.
That they got in. They lost that game to Illinois. It wasn't going to happen. And they weren't. And it took something out of me. You know, I got my chalkboard in the basement. I'm trying to get that thing all prepped and ready to go. And you don't want to go through that again. And let me get it straight. That's the baseline expectation that you have with a basketball program like Ohio State's. It's get to the NCAA tournament every year.
Every year.
And then try to figure out what you're going to do. Because you can't just be expected to go to the Sweet 16 every year.
Sure.
That's unreasonable with the randomness of the tournament, with upsets and how good mid-majors are now. But you want to be at least every 2 or 3 years. You get hot at times. Sometimes you streak and you go to 2 or 3 or maybe 4 in a row like Thad showed you he could do. But not being in it, it was devastating. So it's certainly a disappointing year. You should have had a 13-1 start to the season. We're also talking about the two crushing losses here lately. 18-point lead on the road at Penn State. And I think blowing one of those early Big Ten games, you know, before you have the holiday break, that mentally crushes you. And they had a chance to start 2-0 in Big Ten play, 13-1, go to the holiday break, and then come back. And I think it might have been a different team if they didn't blow that game. But they did.
They did. They changed coaches. Jake Diebler is now the guy, and we'll see how he navigates his first offseason. We know he can coach in the games, right? This is what T-Bone was saying, and I didn't necessarily agree with him, but he's right that Jake Diebler doesn't have any experience captaining his own ship.
Of course not.
So now this isn't just coaching in the game and saying, hey, I don't need to play Zed Key as much anymore, right? I'm not obligated to play him. I'm going to open up that bench and let other guys have some time.
Mm-hmm.
This is how do you run your program in the offseason? How do you recruit your guys to stay? You talked about Roddy. You talked about Bruce. These are guys that could hit the portal. How do you get guys to come? We heard a rumbling yesterday about Michi Johnson perhaps coming back. Is it true? Who knows? Now it's up to Jake Diebler to make it happen. All right, Wild Card Wednesday. Here's something from the burner phone. We had a little incident yesterday with Jen.
Yes, we did.
This comes to us from Rob. He says, my wild card guys, I'm curious as to whether or not your sphincters have recovered from Jen's little F up yesterday. For what it's worth, I listened on the podcast. It was not bleeped. I think technically you can add that to one of your uncensored podcasts. He says, secondary question, as a fairly strict podcast listener, how does that get counted into your ratings / viewership? All right, first question first. Anytime you have certain words pop out, as a radio veteran, you're on high alert,
yeah.
Sphincter tightens up, you start looking at a panic to your producer to make sure that he or she heard it and you can dump it out of the live broadcast. I know it wasn't dumped out of the podcast, and quite frankly, it doesn't matter. Podcasts are not regulated by any government entity.
No, not FCC regulated.
The airwaves that we use are. So we can face serious fines and consequences for letting it go over the air, which it did not. We were able to pull it off the air. On the podcast, technically, we can say whatever the hell we want.
Oh, literally. I mean, we could have a company code of conduct.
Absolutely.
That is a thing.
Just
you know,
like
every company that you work for.
ESPN. ESPN's cable, right? Broadcast networks still use government airwaves. ABC, NBC, Fox. ESPN, though, is cable. Technically, if they wanted to, they could do SportsCenter, the F word and booby edition.
Right.
They could. And they're not going to get in their sponsors wouldn't like it. Walt Disney Company that owns them probably wouldn't like it. But in terms of getting some sort of fine from the government, that's not going to happen on cable.
I also think that with you saying that, we have definitely seen a shift in the last 10 years in broadcasting on cable where they have dropped that line. You know what I mean? Where they're showing more R-rated movies uncensored.
You know what I find
interesting?
If it's
after 9 o'clock or so.
I like to watch the stupid, like, Dark Side of the Ring stuff on Vice.
Oh, really?
And you've seen it, Teddy, right? Dark Side of the Ring stuff.
I've not seen it. Yes.
It's just, you know, commentary on wrestling in the 70s and 80s. And they will let every word, with the exception of the F word, go. I don't know why they draw the line at the F word.
I wonder why they're stopping.
Like BS, they'll do that.
What time does it air? Is it after 10 o'clock? Or?
No, I mean, it can be any time. It can be 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They decide to let all the words go except for the F word.
I'm just talking even some drama series, right? Like take Better Call Saul or Breaking Bad.
Yeah, they'll let
AMC
it,
shows,
they'll let
right?
it go in there.
Full on F-bombs.
Yeah.
They just do what they do. They don't care.
I don't know why we just don't. Let it go.
Then. And the blood and the violence, too. I mean, that's a hard R-rated movie that they were showing for an hour every single week just on cable at, what, 8 or 9 p.m.?
I'll answer the second part of the question, too. How does a podcast fit in with ratings? Plus, bad news for the Reds. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
An accident has been cleared off from the right lane westbound 670 that was between State Route 315 and Grandview Avenue. A disabled vehicle off on the right berm westbound North Outer Belt after Sawmill Road. And picking up one more accident, this one on Greenlawn Avenue at 71. This report sponsored by Direct Auto. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name, same flexible payments. Go to directauto.com for a free quote. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Teddy? This ain't one of them.
It's still early.
No.
I'll give Tim some credit. He might get there.
No. It's a lovely spring day, no matter how good the show is.
First of all,
for you guys. 45 degrees, baby.
You
partly
love it.
Sunny.
We have to amend that because we actually went back and it's 7,000 shows now. It's more shows.
Okay.
We made that promo like 4 years ago.
Have you served more people than McDonald's yet, though? What are they up to? Like 700 billion served?
I don't think I'm in the billions. Maybe someday, Timmy.
I mean, we're getting up there, though. That's a lot of shows. All the podcast downloads, like you'll answer the question there. All the people listening in the fine capital city here in Ohio.
Worldwide, baby, with the podcast.
In Greenland.
We do have listeners in Greenland. We can see the data.
In Nook, right?
That's right.
Or is it Nuke?
It's Nook.
Nook.
Rob had asked, because it's Wild Card Wednesday, As a podcast listener, how does that get counted into your rating / viewership? It doesn't. It's counted separately as podcast listenership, and then we can go and sell that. For example, Care Heating and Cooling sponsors the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
When Care says we want to sponsor the podcast, we have to show them how many listeners we have listening to the podcast on average. If the number is 4, they're not going to want to do it. It has to be worth their while. Now, it does count. It can get technical here. If you've been selected, if you have one of our ratings meters, and that's how radio ratings are decided, the company will call you up, the ratings company, say, hey, would you like to be a ratings person?
Right. They might give you $20 and a free lunch or something.
Sure.
And you wear it around for a period of time.
You have to wear a thing that looks like a pager around. And then anywhere you're by the radio, it will register on this pager thing what you're listening to. If you listen to the podcast within 24 hours of the live broadcast and you have one of these rater things, then we get credit for it. But it has to be within 24 hours.
So it's it's basically audio that's encoded in way that can match up to one of those meters. Did you ever, that brings back a memory. We did, for a period of time, a Nielsen TV book when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
My mom and dad.
It wasn't a box, you had a book?
It was a pamphlet. Yeah, this was back in the 90s. So you actually, it was handwritten pamphlets.
Well, that's the way radio ratings used to be.
Yeah, they just went off of trust. That's really all it was. You could be completely lying, but I, you know, filled the thing out and wrote down when I had watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and when I watched Full House and Family Matters that day and wrote down the channel or the network, if you will, and gave it to mom or dad, and they paid you. I got something like $20 or something. For the 3-month period?
Well, plus, it's satisfying knowing that your opinion is counting towards
somebody somewhere, some guy named Nielsen needed my help with what I was watching on TV.
Well, how many meters are in this market?
That's a good question. I know it's a, people always ask that, like how official is that? How accurate is that?
It's not.
It's extrapolated, like the number is based on how many meters are out there. You've got to, you know, times that by X or whatever to get to the number.
Measured market, Central Ohio, is roughly 2 million people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There may be, and I'm guessing because they won't tell us the number, 60 meters. 60 ratings meters for the entire area.
To get to all those numbers.
To try and figure out what 2 million people are listening to. So is it an exact science? Of course not.
No.
It can't be.
But either way, that's what our industry looks at.
That's right.
And that is what,
that's what we sell.
That is what is important in this industry. That's the way it goes.
When we go to our clients, you hear their commercials, we give them data. Here's what the ratings company says people are listening to.
Right.
And we charge based on that. How much money we're going to charge for spots.
And this company that provides our ratings, and radio stations can choose to opt in. They don't have to have these ratings.
They don't
to
have
go
to
out and sell.
But it makes the process of selling your radio station that much harder.
Yes, it does. And you know what? Whether you think there's some inaccuracies to it or not.
It was bushy.
It was.
Inaccuracy.
Well, that's the Bible, whether you like it or not.
Bad news for the Reds, Teddy. So tomorrow's opening day. I don't know. Put rocks in your pantyhose, but Matt McClain underwent surgery yesterday on his left shoulder. He will be out indefinitely. So what does indefinitely mean? They're saying they hope that he comes back at some point this season. That does not sound like a promising outcome.
No, maybe he'll be back for the playoffs.
I mean, this is a guy, Teddy, I know you're laughing, but you're in pain. This is a guy who was fifth in Rookie of the Year voting last year.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be one of the anchors of your lineup this season.
Yeah,
now it looks like he could perhaps be done for the entire season.
Yeah, he had played well for them, and you can see the potential there, and he was going to be a dude for them, and yeah, this hurts, and they have a couple other guys that are out as well, either because of suspension or injury. So the infield, which we thought had a lot of guys, or too many guys, now they're a little thin there.
Tomorrow is opening day, North American opening day. We're going to host a baseball extravaganza tomorrow, and by baseball extravaganza, I mean Timmy and I will dress up in our stupid baseball outfits.
We'll basically be wearing baseball uniforms. You know that rule that you got on this show where you can't have more than one item for your team at any given time?
Unless you're attending the game.
Yes, and we're not attending
the
game.
We're going to break the rules.
We're attending a show tomorrow.
There are certain days of the year where it's acceptable to break those rules. Opening day is one of those days.
Look, we're wearing track suits to work, for God's sakes. We're going to break this rule tomorrow. That's happening.
Actually, I just realized I have an important lunch tomorrow.
Well, bring a change of clothes.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to bring a change of clothes because I can't wear what I wanted to wear to this lunch.
You should have worn what you wore today, tomorrow, because
I wore this for
you look like you just came off
James' retirement.
he was wearing a beautiful Vineyard Vines checkered collared shirt, like he could go to a picnic or a business casual lunch. And then he was wearing a nice navy blue puffer vest.
Sleeveless.
A vest. Yes. Yeah. A vest is sleeveless.
Perfect for a day like today.
Yes. I mean, you look very nice. You look like Jim Nance in the Vineyard Vines collection. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike. I'm here for the job.
So, baseball show tomorrow. Also, I've already been looking up some stats that will blow your mind. I'm not really a stats guy, unless it's just a ridiculous stat. Like a Tony Gwynn stat or a Barry Bonds stat.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm just going to shower you with stats on tomorrow's show. All right, Wild Card Wednesday. What do you got, Timmy?
All right, so I've got one about bands, Mike. I want to know what your guilty pleasure band is, or one of your guilty pleasure songs.
Most of the stuff I listen to is guilty pleasure. Like, the critics don't love Bon Jovi. I love Bon Jovi.
I don't know, but Bon Jovi's one of the most famous musicians.
I know they are, but it's not like
regarded musicians.
It's not like anybody's
time.
Looking at Bon Jovi saying, we got to put that on the, you know, thing we send out to space so the aliens can see what our culture's like. Right? You're putting Mozart on there. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer is not going on the gold record in space.
I know. But by the way, DCC, he gave us that one. He said, my giant dump buttons. So hit the thing. My giant dump buttons. Yeah, that was his question there. I would say for me, just the other day, some Lit came on.
I love
my
Lit.
Playlist. Lit had a few hits on that one album. I can't remember the name of the album.
I own it. I don't remember the
name
of it, though.
But it's a pool. We talked about you know, great artwork on CD covers on the jewel case. It's a woman on a raft in a swimming pool. And Lit kind of looks like Miller Lite in the way it's written.
Let's hear it for you.
Let's go.
This isn't Lit. This is just another one of my guilty pleasures.
Oh, that's not Lit.
Cut my life into pieces.
Come on.
This is my last resort.
Suffocation. Put this up in space.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. Yes. The aliens are flying in space. If they hear this, they're probably not going to mess with us. They're going to say, these people are not worthy of our time. We're not going to travel this long distance to go talk to these people.
That's a good one. This is a good one. Papa Roach. P.O.D. Maybe some guilty pleasure because I'm sitting in Bone's chair trying to think of something that's sort of mainstream and sort of Christian at the same time.
Ryan Day loses a commit. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Westbound 670 at Neal Avenue. It's a disabled vehicle. That's off on the right berm and still got that accident on Greenlawn Avenue at I-70. This report sponsored by WeBuyAnyCar.com. Before you sell or trade in, find out how much your car is worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com. They make selling your car fast, safe, and fair. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Droopy Sack wants to tell you about his friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, ED, erectile dysfunction, is a relationship destroyer. It can contribute to depression, distancing, conflicts, even breakups and divorce. And what's so disturbing is that most men who suffer with ED can be successfully treated, but a lot of guys don't seek treatment when they should. Don't do that. Mm-mm. Don't be a statistic.
No.
Okay? Get that little general performing like you want it to. Go see my guys at Tri-State Men's Health. They're Timmy's guys, too. They have six locations: Cincinnati, Dayton, Northern Kentucky, and two locations here, Hilliard and Westerville. I don't want to say Westerberg. Paul Westerberg is there. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Tell them Peepee No Worky and Common Man sent you.
And Paul Westhead is there, too.
Paul Westfall. Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
There's the show Westworld.
Westwood, the Wizard of Westwood.
I don't know that.
Who's the Wizard of Westwood? That's the famous John Wooden. Come on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, John Wooden.
I never heard that nickname.
Yeah. Westwood, UCLA.
It's why you're here, Timmy.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, That's why you're here.
I have a question for you. I'm gonna be in it with the wife right now.
Why?
Just got a text in the break. Just the old, hey, how you doing? You know, off a little early tonight. That kind of deal. We'll be seeing you soon. And she hit me with the, yes, sir, did you get Twiz? That's the name of our cat, short for Twizzler. Did you get Twiz an appointment? And right here, right now, I'm thinking, oh, boy, no.
Appointment for what?
I was supposed to schedule her an appointment for one day. She circled a day on the calendar, 2 weeks, where she's got a day off, so she could get her just for an annual, you know, get the shots, get everything checked up. I didn't do it. And I know if I tell her that I didn't do it, that she'll be pissed possibly at me for the first hour when I get home tonight.
You've admitted it, though. Now she's listening to you. Just lie like I do and say I did. They didn't have any availability on that day.
See, I know she's charting right now, and I know she's not listening to the program at the moment, which is why I called.
Either couldn't get a hold of anybody.
Yes, yes.
They were on their lunch break or something. I left a message. They didn't call me back, those sons of bitches.
Or the other part of the lie, and again, like, these are harmless lies. Like, what would you think this would take down a marriage? Something over an appointment for a cat? You're out of your mind. We do this stuff all the time. I'm sure of it. So I say, yeah, I got the appointment for that day. Just say, you know, 2 o'clock. I call tomorrow, try to get that day at 2 o'clock. And if I can't get it, I'll say that they called me back and that appointment's gone. Now the doctor has to go on some sort of, you know, family trip.
That's a bigger unnecessary lie. All you have to do is say, I called a couple times today. I couldn't get a hold of anybody. I will try again tomorrow.
You know what? Your one is better. Yours does sound a little bit better. But we agree I should lie about that, right?
Absolutely.
It's not worth taking the heat.
Absolutely.
All right, I got a good, you want a wild card?
Lying is the key.
Yes, yes.
To a good marriage.
It's got to be the right kinds.
I've been married for 17 years. We had our wedding anniversary this past weekend. How long have you been married? Probably around that same time.
We're going to hit 14 here.
14.
Yeah.
Teddy's been married. How long have you been married, Teddy? Double digits, right? Over 10 years?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Since 2008.
That's more than 10 years.
What is that with the maths?
It'll be 16 this year.
Okay, there you go. And you lie to your wife all the time, right?
No, never.
Stop it, Ted. That's a lie right there. There you go. You're lying too, Teddy.
She can tell when I lie, though. She's like a truth, you know, lie detector.
It's not like we're going to the strip clubs every Friday night and lying
about those
that.
Type of lies.
Yeah,
that would be weird.
That would be pushing it.
It's just, you know, I've found a way sort of accidentally on purpose screw things up. Like, she'll ask me to get something specific at the store.
Yes, I go through this too.
And I will purposely get the wrong thing.
I thought this would be better.
So that she stops asking me and she just does it herself. Because eventually that's what she does. She wears down. She stops asking me to do things because I'm going to get it wrong. I've also been playing up the deafness.
Huh?
Well, because you know I'm hard of hearing.
You are.
I am.
I've put headphones on in that box when I sit down in that station.
But there are plenty of times where I can hear her calling me inside the house, and I just play it off like I didn't hear anything.
What do you think? She's asking you to do too many things?
I just want her to do some things herself.
Sometimes. Are you actually getting a little bit frustrated at this age? Am I asking you to do stuff? Can you just do it yourself?
Ryan Day is losing a commitment. This is the 2025 recruiting class, four-star wide receiver from Florida, Javon Boggs.
Boggs.
He is decommitting.
Wade Boggs' son.
I don't put anything past it, but I don't, looking at the picture of him, probably not. He tweeted out his decommitment announcement with a little prayer hands emoji that said, God's plan. He is 6'1", 200. Look, you don't want to see anybody decommit, but I'm sure the sheer number of five-star guys in that room, he probably looked at that and said, I don't know if I can compete. I'll go someplace else.
I think it's exactly it. It's one of the most talented wide receiver rooms in the country. Eventually, things like this are going to happen. And look, just because the Buckeyes have Brian Hartline and just because they're bringing in a coach like Chip Kelly, it doesn't mean that guys are never going to decommit. This is still an evolving world now. They're trying to figure out what the recruiting cycle is going to look like in the future and try to get that to smooth over. And yes, these rooms are very stacked. It's not going to be every year where a guy like Quinshon Judkins is going to jump on this team when you've already got another running back as talented as Travion Henderson sitting right there. So this isn't surprising. You're probably seeing Jeremiah Smith and you're seeing a lot of these other wide receivers that are coming up that have years of eligibility left. And yeah, you might just want to give it a go somewhere else. This is no big deal. The Buckeyes will live on.
Wild Card Wednesday. Tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. What do you got, Timmy?
Chip Dip. Do we have time for this one? He's asking for something. He says, my pingers and bongers. I was re-listening to a 2022 episode. Good on you, man. Where you played a then four-year-old bit of V. Stiviano. Oh, that great visor of hers. That was you.
She had the welder's mask.
The welder's mask. And the Ultimate Warrior doing a wrestling promo. I want to hear what Timmy thinks of that bit, and I just want to hear it again.
V. Stiviano, to refresh your memory, was Donald Sterling, the former owner of the L.A. Clippers, his mistress.
She taped him.
She taped him using all sorts of racial slurs and bad stuff, but you know, she was obviously much younger than him. But every time she'd show up in public, she would wear like this welder's mask. I don't know why. We knew it was her.
Yes, as if to shield herself from the masses.
She looked like she was a member of the WWE tag team Demolition from back in the day.
Or she was trying to get a job in the band Devo.
You know what? I don't have that right now. I'll dig for it. Maybe we'll play it next segment.
Beautiful.
Okay, I remember it being very bad. Right, Teddy? I don't know if I want to play the entire thing.
Yeah, it was not great.
Okay, all right. But sometimes bad is good, though, Teddy.
That's true.
Yeah,
I've been on the air for 20 years. I have to believe that. The NCAA wants to end all your fun. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Westbound 670 at Neal Avenue, a disabled vehicle now cleared away from the right berm. However, a westbound north outer belt still got a disabled vehicle on the right berm. That's after Sawmill. This report sponsored by First Service Credit Union. Switch to First Service Federal Credit Union, where savings speak louder than words. Unlock exclusive member privileges and enjoy service that always puts you first. For special offers, visit firstcu.com. First Service FCU. Own it. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1, the Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Bone is out. Timmy is with me today. Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. So last year, I gave away my chocolate chip cookie recipe, my famous cookie recipe.
I remember that.
And I thought maybe like 10 people would ask for the recipe. Instead, it was thousands of people asking for the recipe. And I saw some photos and comments from you guys that have made the cookies. A lot of you like them a lot. A lot of you like them a lot. That's good English.
A lot of you liked them a lot. What's wrong with that?
A lot of you like them. We could just say that. We can shorten it. I was thinking, because I'm getting asked by people, hey, give me another recipe, something. But I don't know what to do. Should I do a bread? Is that too complicated?
I think bread is a little tough.
What about meatballs?
I was going to say meatballs.
Because I make a killer meatball.
I bet you do. Don't you use three different kinds of meat?
That's right.
What do you do, a little veal, pork, and beef?
That's right. The beef has to be a certain blend of beef because you want all the fats to mix together. Because your pork is fatty, right?
Correct.
So you don't want your beef to be fatty, too. You want to use a sirloin.
Okay. Something super lean for
beef. The pork fat will take care of everything else.
Yeah.
So meatballs, what else could I do?
Do you have something special with a lasagna recipe? Everybody loves to bake lasagna.
Everybody has a good lasagna recipe.
But you're the Italian guy.
So what? What's the difference?
I don't know. You're talking about your meatball recipe.
My meatballs
are pretty
damn good.
Meatball recipes.
Now, here's the thing too with the meatballs. I put out the meatball recipe, then Dom Tiberi's going to say, "Let's have a meatball cook-off."
I bet mine are better than yours.
I can't just like have food. I bring in food here sometimes. Dom brings in food. And every time he brings in food, Dom, it's very good. Yeah, you and I should have a cook-off. I don't want to have a cook-off. I want to eat food.
I liked it that week where you were both bringing in food. You got in a little baking kick. What was that, a month or two ago? You brought in cookies.
I think it was in the fall.
Well, you were bringing stuff in every day for a week there, and that was phenomenal. And then Dom brought in a couple of pizzas. Doesn't he have a wood?
He's got something in his backyard.
Doesn't he have a wood?
He's got a wood. Dom's very hard wood.
Dom's got a hard wood. Hard wood pizza. You like that kind of pizza?
I'm not putting any hot honey on my pizza. What's with the hot honey? Spicy bees.
All right, the NCAA wants to push states that have legalized sports gambling to ban prop bets.
We've already done it in Ohio.
Involving college players. Well, it was always done, right?
No, we had it.
Did they have it?
Yeah.
I thought they didn't have the individual prop bets.
We absolutely had it here, and then they took it down. And I mean, when that thing came out from Governor DeWine and some of the other power players, it was down that day.
Here's what Charlie Baker had to say, head of the NCAA. Sports betting issues are on the rise across the country, with prop bets continuing to threaten the integrity of competition and leading to student athletes and professional athletes getting harassed. The NCAA has been working with states to deal with these threats, and many are responding by banning college prop bets.
Okay.
I think eventually you'll have every state comply with this. I don't think you'll be able to ban professional prop bets. You know, who's the NBA player that they're investigating right now?
Jonte Porter?
Is that right?
Yeah. They're looking into some irregularities involving him.
I am not a big gambling guy. I advocated for legalized gambling, but in reality, I make like two or three bets a year, if that. And I lose them. I suck.
They're hard to hit because you can't tell what the game flow is going to be. It's
fine.
Up to any coach to decide to change a rotation, or if a game changes, the guy rolls an ankle, then your player prop is done. Injury's
part
of the game.
The nature of betting is unpredictable, but you know, I'm seeing a lot of stories now. Here's another one. All right. Look, no one said this was going to be perfect, okay? I mean, no one said that there's not issues with alcohol. Here's another one. Here's another DUI. Yes, it's a shame. It's terrible. We shouldn't have it. Does that mean we just can't drink anything ever?
I just don't understand.
For some people, the answer is yes, I guess.
Yeah, I just don't get how we're totally cool moving forward with betting on collegiate sports. If you want to ban some of this, my view is that you shouldn't have got into the business in it at all.
You're in it now,
but
Timmy.
But you liked it.
You're in it.
That's what I'm saying. You got into it, so now you're trying to take these half measures.
You police it as best you can. You measure it as best you can. And then when you have a problem, you punish and you move on.
Right.
That's the way it goes.
But my thing is, it's getting back. They're trying to stand on the issue of players and athletes getting harassed. That's what it is. Do you think that's still not going to happen when a team fails? Because who fails when a team fails?
Happen. It's always happened.
The best players would have failed in that game, and they're still going to get criticized when people lose a bleep ton of money.
Ryan Hamby's getting death threats for dropping a touchdown pass. There's no legalized gambling involved in that.
You saw what happened to E.J. Liddell when they lost
that's
to
That's just people
Oral
being
Roberts.
Stupid, right? You can't police sometimes people being stupid.
This one's interesting about the Raptors player, too, because the issue was there were prop bets, as you said, and the two of them on him, on Jontay Porter, were the two biggest winners in the NBA on those respective evenings. You could say coincidence or is something up. Porter left the game early on both occasions, making sure that the under, not again, like this just could have been happenstance or coincidence, but they would look at that and saying that ensured that the under hit on the props. And the activity apparently was flagged by league data scientists. So they've got
and that's fine. I
algorithms
have no problem with that.
And computer programs that look at these and these irregularities, and they'll take a peek at this. Could be nothing, though.
And if it warrants further investigation, then you investigate. If you find wrongdoing, then you punish, and you punish harshly. But this notion like, oh, here's another one. What are we going to do about this? We're not going to do anything about it. You're going to police it. You're going to punish. We're going to continue to move on. These leagues, these sports are too knee-deep in this now. There's no going back. And they knew it. That's why they resisted for so long. Because they knew as soon as they dipped their toe in, it's like quicksand. It's going to swallow you up. You have sports books inside stadiums now. Come on.
Right. Or right across the street
it's
from stadiums.
It's not going anywhere. And it won't.
Mm-mm.
You want to limit prop bets for college athletes? Fine. But you're still going to have other issues. You're still going to have other ways for players to be harassed.
There'll be scams. There'll be scandals still. Guys that'll bet on it.
Caitlin Clark was offered a bunch of money to do something. Not porno. I know it sounded like porno. It's not porno. Details. Maybe porno, too. I don't know. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Westbound Green Lawn Avenue at I-71, an accident has the right lane blocked off. Police and wrecker there on the scene. Westbound North Outer Belt after Sawmill Road, it's a disabled vehicle still off onto the right berm. This report sponsored by Take 5 Oil Change. At Take 5, they're faster than you think. That means they'll change your oil and have you back on the road before you can count all the change in your center console. Cha-ching, baby. Just sit back and relax while their fast, friendly team does all the work. Take 5, the stay-in-your-car 10-minute oil change. I'm Eddie Zemlick, 497.1, the Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bone's analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you wanted to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
It's Wild Card Wednesday. Tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Text us 614-787-3093. Bone is spring breaking, so Timmy Hall is with me today. I left you hanging. I'm aware of it. We had, was it Chip Dip?
Yeah, yes. I'm dying to hear this, too.
Okay.
Chip Dip.
No, you're not. Stop
yeah,
it.
I am. I want to hear this.
Chip Dip requested an old bit. This was V. Stiviano, who was the mistress of Donald Sterling, who used to own the Clippers. He was recorded by V saying very racist things, had to sell the team, all of that. She had a very strange, halting way of speaking that reminded us of the Ultimate Warrior. And so we decided to do this. And it's bad. And it's 2 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing. But here you go.
What kind of a trading schedule do you go through?
I harness the power of a bolt of lightning as it hits a forest, sparking a tremendous wildfire. I breathe in its smoke, I bathe in its ashes, and I thank the warrior spirit that his presence has descended to engulf my soul in flames.
I run around the edges of volcanoes, wearing only a welder's mask and some Jimmy Choo's, hoping the hot magma burns my flesh so that I can feel one with all the pain and suffering in the world. And then I run downside of the volcano into a field of cattle, where I immediately determine the eldest bull and try my best to strangle him with my bare hands.
All right, that's enough of that. It goes on. It goes on and on. We splice Mean Gene Okerlund in there.
You see, this is why.
No.
This is why.
That's why something should die forever.
No. Come on. This is why you guys are banging where you're banging.
I don't know what the hell that means.
Because you could drop. I'm running around, a volcano in my Jimmy Choo's?
I'm glad you enjoyed it. You're the only one.
Didn't Bruce Arians love wearing those shoes?
Teddy's over there punching himself in the sack. Please don't play it again.
So good. So good.
What did I tease for you?
You probably have 100 of those in the dad, don't you? The old bits?
Yeah. I don't know. We don't delete any of them.
I got to think of my... I'm going to think of a few of my favorites before the end of the show.
What do you want to hear?
I'm going to think. Right. I like Caitlin the R.A. Dickey song. That's one.
Oh, God, stop. Caitlin Clark. She's good at things, playing basketball.
She is.
Ice Cube says that he offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to play in the Big Three League. $5 million.
I've never watched one second of that. And they said that 3-on-3 was going to be the future of basketball. And I understand it's an Olympic sport now.
It is. That's right.
I think Robbie Hummel, the famous Purdue G/F.
Jimmer Fredette
is apparently
on the Olympic
upcoming
team.
Olympic team.
That's right.
That's a hot player. That's a popular guy.
I haven't watched this either for more than a couple minutes. T-Bone got into it when it first started.
Well.
He got into it, then that fizzled out very quickly because breaking news. T-Bone tends to engulf himself.
He likes to get into things. Yeah.
Really, really get into things, and then he just disappears. Like, I don't think he's gone bird watching in a long time.
Lately, he's been into the, 700-mile races.
However, I mean, look, Ice Cube's a businessman.
Yeah.
He wants people to watch his product. People will watch the product. I would. Wouldn't you turn it on if Caitlin Clark was on TV playing 3-on-3 basketball?
I'd probably be inclined to check it out, to be honest.
I don't know if I'd stick with it very long, but it would certainly get a looky-loo for me.
Well, especially if I assume we're talking about she's going to be integrated into a men's squad, right?
Yes.
Where it's just going to be co-ed.
I'm sure it's going to be
mostly all guys, and then Caitlin Clark will be right there on the team.
In the summer, this would interfere with her WNBA career. So I assume that she would not do that, even for the $5 million payday, right?
I don't know. You know, maybe they're planning on having another season of this 3-on-3, possibly.
What do you mean another season?
Maybe they're planning on shifting when the season is going to be. I have no idea.
I think they play in the summertime.
When to when, though? Like, what's the start date? Like, I don't know that. If they're going to tout Caitlin Clark, I guess they're just hoping that the money enough. Do you think they're trying to get her to not play in the WNBA and just play in Ice Cube's 3-on-3
There's
tournament?
No way she's going to not play in the WNBA. I mean, if money was the pure motivator, she could have stayed at Iowa for another year.
And made NIL.
She could have made NIL, and then she could have done this. I guess she couldn't have, right? If she took the cash from this, she couldn't play Iowa.
Yeah, that's a good point.
She can take cash.
You can take cash,
but can't
for playing
be
basketball.
A professional, and I guess even if it's 3-on-3, that would make you a professional basketball player.
And that's
right?
The next step, because isn't that ridiculous that would be a line at this point in time?
To be honest with you, I don't understand most of this stuff. People have to explain it to me.
Yeah.
Like, there's all these exemptions for this and that. Like, something I think would be illegal, it turns out it's perfectly legal. Something I think would be itchy, I don't know. Like, the transfer portal, that's something else I can't understand. I know there's all sorts of, well, there's this portal, there's that portal. The portal's open, though, if your coach leaves, and if your position coach leaves, it's also open for you for a period of time. And there's so many different variants to things. That's why I think, and I don't know if it's the NCAA. As a matter of fact, I know it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've proven over the years they can't police themselves. They can't put together rules that everybody can follow. But there has to be some sort of entity that makes this consistent. And maybe that's what the Big Ten and the SEC are trying to do.
By the way, Ice Cube was on with Pat McAfee, and he said that what they have proposed, in his mind, would make it definitely doable for Clark to play in both the Big Three and the WNBA.
But that's in his mind, though.
Well, the WNBA didn't reach back for a comment yet. They were brought this, and a spokesperson was unaware of the offer that Clark was, you know, given at that time. And they do have some prioritization rules in the collective bargaining agreement, which can affect players who participate in overseas leagues. But you do have some of that. So maybe it would be possible. I mean, she is such a superstar that you could understand that she would, just getting out there would be beneficial, even for the WNBA, even if she wasn't playing in the WNBA, because it could all circle back to that, reaching a new audience.
It's Wild Card Wednesday. Tweet us at manandbone971. What do you got, Timmy?
I got a lot of good stuff here. Here's a good one. Mi Amigos from Micah. Give us one restaurant recommendation from your hometowns and what makes it great. Well, there's a very famous one from right near my hometown.
What hometowns are we talking about? Are we talking about where we live here or where we grew up?
When he says hometown, I think that, I mean, look, we're both from Columbus now. I think we have to go back to where we grew up.
Here's the problem, though. A lot of the restaurants I went to 25 years ago
are shut down,
are closed.
Yeah.
Or it's like a suburban pizza place you're not going to go to if you go to Chicago.
Okay. Do you just want to do our favorites from Columbus? If we were out of town, if we took a trip to California, and we were telling some jackal in a bar, if they're going to travel to Columbus, oh, you got to hit this spot. You get one restaurant to eat at in Columbus. Where are you going to tell them?
Where are you going to tell them?
I think the first thing...
Once upon a time, I know the answer for you.
You know, see, I'm going to... Yeah, I think you do know the answer. I think you see my wheel spinning. Don't say it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to offend anybody. Because I have a lot of favorite restaurants out there. And I've met, you know, some of the, you know, chefs and some of the managers of these restaurants.
Well, you can only pick one Highlander. I mean, it's no shame
in that. I think
I'd
have to go back to an OG, and that would be the Thurman Cafe.
I knew you were going to say
it. Did you know? I think it's got a little bit of everything.
Back when we worked close to there... You used to want to go there all the time.
All the time.
And I couldn't take the leisurely lunches that you were taking.
Oh, please.
You know, I mean,
please,
you were just gone for 3 hours and
what are you
enjoying yourself.
Come on.
I mean, life's great when you have no responsibilities. I had stuff that I had to do, so I couldn't join you as much as I wanted to. That's a solid establishment, though. See, I got to think long and hard about mine.
You don't have long and hard to think.
Well, you know what? I do have long and hard. I got 3 hours, baby. Well, not anymore. I got less than 2 hours, baby. And Jen's going to come in and throw the F-bomb out.
I could do that for you.
No, she's got to do it now.
That's
her job now.
If it pleased the court,
I
would be more than happy to assist.
Teddy, what's your answer, Ted?
Come on, Ted.
Was there a place actually growing up in, where the hell are you, Amanda Clear Creek?
No.
Ville?
No.
There wasn't like a pizza place there? You used to get stuff on Friday nights?
Well, yeah, we didn't have a pizza place back in the day. It was there in Amanda. It was Tommy Wayne's Pizza. We used to get there, you know, that pizza a lot.
That is the most Amanda, Ohio pizza place name I've ever heard. Tommy Wayne.
Yeah, Tommy Wayne's
Going
Pizza.
Going to Tommy Wayne, yeah. Get some pizza.
Tommy yeah. Wayne.
It was good
Tommy
pizza.
Tommy W. Yeah.
Maybe Hound Dogs.
Okay. Little pizza spot. I could throw some love to my guys at Flyers, too. I think they're fantastic. There's a number of locations, too.
This is what the show has become. Just me grunting, pondering questions.
Come on. You can't come up with an eatery to get
to somebody? I come up with a lot of eateries. It's just which one. You told me to narrow it down to one.
Give me three, then.
I just gave you one.
Open up the Rolodex a little bit. What are we feeling like today?
I feel like I'm going to let people down.
See, that's how I felt, but I still blurted out a restaurant.
You know, my guys at Loops.
Loops is great.
I love Loops a lot.
They're tremendous. You can't go wrong.
I mean, I went on television for those SOBs.
You did.
You know I didn't want to go on that show.
You were on Guy.
I was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I didn't want to go on. I did it as a favor to them because they asked me to. Because that's how much I respect them and I enjoy the product.
I would say you and I have had more lunches there than any other establishment in the city.
It's a good work lunch place.
It is. It is. And it's got the 11 a.m. open. It's in a good centralized location if you work in the arena district or downtown. It doesn't take that far to get up there. And it's got great, great eats if you're somebody from Chicago.
Mm. I'll think more. That's not my final answer, though. I'll think more. The NFL changing the kickoff rules. College football, May 2. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Couple of problems to keep an eye out for. First off, an accident eastbound State Route 104 that's after Lockbourne Road, and another accident, this one on Cleveland Avenue, south of the North Outer Belt. This report sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last, like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit OaksRoofingAndSiding.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Done.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Please subscribe to the podcast for this dumb show. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device. Free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
I have a question about that. Nate chimes in and asks my clinched sphincters, when are we getting the next unfiltered podcast on your fine show?
Uncensored, probably.
Uncensored.
Filtered is, I think of juice with pulp in it. I don't know. When we figure out something to talk about that we haven't already talked about. You know, I feel like we've just sort of repeated ourselves. Give me a topic. What do you want to hear us talk about?
I mean, the point of doing one of those podcasts, and we talked about that, it's not simply to just crack open the mics and go, F.
No, and every time
I... conversation to be organic, we would just want to be able to speak like adults the way we would speak
every
if we're
time
not on
I've,
the air.
I've done one of those, the feedback that I get is, not filthy enough. You don't swear enough. And it's like, well, I'm just having a regular conversation. If I happen to...
Yeah, is that what you guys really want?
I don't know.
Don't
I could
you
do
want
just
it to
10
just
minutes
be natural?
Of the most disgusting, filthiest things you've ever heard in your entire life.
I don't know if I want to
hear
that.
10 minutes that would just make blood shoot out of your eyes. Trust me, I can't. You may be thinking to yourself, man, I'm not easily offended. Give me 10 minutes. Unfiltered. See, I did it too. Uncensored.
Unabashed.
I'll tell you what. You'll go home white as a ghost. Your spouse will say, what did it happen to you today? I heard words put together in a sentence that I never thought could go.
You strike me as a guy that can't be offended.
It takes a lot.
Like we could go, you and I could go to any comedy show, and that's maybe a bad example because and that gets me too.
Words don't offend me. Actions can offend me.
I don't like when people get upset at stand-up comics for their material, especially if it's material that they've been known to do in the past, and you can't just go to a show and have a good time. It's going to be raunchy. It's going to cross a lot of lines. To me, there's sort of a special allowance when you are in that realm and you're in that world. But
you
strike me as a guy that would just take anything for as it is.
I agree. I think sometimes like the off the wall stuff, like I'm offended at just how unthoughtful the joke is. Like I was never an Andy Kaufman fan. I know a lot of people loved him, thought he was a genius. It's like, well, he stood on the stage and ate ice cream for 1 hour.
Or he read a book.
Just looked at you. And
right.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
He's a genius. Who else did that? Well, nobody did that because it's not entertaining at all. You know, like if I go into some stand-up comedy show and I walk in and instead the comedian's up on the stage just going, Heil Hitler, and that's the joke somehow, well, then that's, then I may get offended by that.
Okay.
Right? If it's just okay, 20 minutes of Nazi propaganda.
That's fair. I haven't really seen anything like that.
Well, there you go. The next Andy Kaufman is getting ready. You buy a ticket for this guy. You show up. He's in full SS uniform, hailing Hitler.
Oh, the Hitler guy.
Oh, he's a genius. He's a genius.
Have you seen that act? It's playing down at the Rialto. It's three nights only this week. You got to check it out.
Oh, no one's doing Hitler. He's great.
He's the best we got.
He's the best. So original.
He's the best in the game.
College football is thinking about adopting the NFL's new kickoff rules, even though the NFL has not really adopted their new rules yet. So in practice, the NFL has new kickoff rules. College football also wants to increase action on the kickoff.
Yeah, yeah.
The touchback percentage in college football the past 5 years, 2019, it was 43.6%. 2020 took a dip, 41.2%. 2021, 47.6%. 2022, 49%. This past season, 49.6% of the kickoffs at the FBS level ended with a touchback. This is much less than the NFL, where I think touchback rates were what, like 80%?
Crazy,
something
right?
like that, some it, ridiculous it was, number like that.
It's crazy high. I mean, the play's basically been out of the game.
Right, so you have more action in college football.
You do.
But if you can create action on the kickoff and not substantially raise injuries, I don't see why college football also wouldn't look at this rule.
Yeah. I didn't hear your opinion. I know you guys hit on this yesterday. Were you guys for this? Because I kind of am at this point.
I am too, just because what you have now is... It's like, oh, keeping with tradition. What you have now is kickers kicking long field goals now. You have balls going through the uprights. Just a ceremonial, hey, all right, let's just trot out to the 25 again, right? Boop, 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 boop. There was no action. There is no play. If this can save the kickoff return from going completely the way of the dodo, I think we have to consider it, don't we?
Yeah, I think so.
At least for a year and see how it goes.
And it sounds a little bit hokey, okay, but you know what? As the game changes, you've got to tinker things, right? We did this with the extra point. For the longest time, it was fine to have it be just a 21-yard deal, and everybody was
and I was against
pretty
it.
Comfortable.
I didn't think it would really create any interest, any drama.
And you're
and
wrong.
I was wrong,
yeah.
Because it has.
It absolutely does. That's a field goal now of a certain distance that makes you pucker up a little bit if a game is on the line. That's an important point to add after your touchdown now. And with this, you know, I think the way they designed that to where you've got the... You know, the kicking teams, what, 10 players lined up in a zone or so? They're
can't,
not allowed to
move. Right.
So, therefore, you don't have guys running, you know, 20
full
miles
speed.
An hour, full speed downhill, cracking heads with each other. Guy catches the ball. Then, essentially, you all begin like it's a formational play. And you try to, you know, look for space and get a run back. More returns, I think, is a good thing. And pushing out the touchback to the 30, that makes you think about it, right? That makes you think about wanting to just boom the ball into the end zone. That's a whole first down that you're getting for free there.
Wild Card Wednesday. Tweet us at manandbone971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. What do you got, Timmy?
First of all, I had two others that I wanted to put in your ear for bits. You'd asked me about bits, some of my favorites.
Yeah.
I thought in honor of March Madness, Lori Schmidt rides the C bus. This was when games were at Nationwide, not even this past year. I think it was 8 years ago.
Well, this was a bit
old
that we did based on a true story.
It was.
This was you and Lori.
And T-Bone, all credentialed, going to tournament games.
And you said, this is what happened on our ride, and we recreated it.
Are you sure those seats aren't taken?
No, I think we're good, Lori.
Oh, good, some West Virginia fans. This should be fun.
Hello there, and welcome to Columbus, Ohio's capital city.
Let's go, Mountaineers!
Indeed. May I ask where you're going?
To hell if I don't change my ways.
Oh, dear.
Any of y'all been to West Virginia before?
Yeah, I've been there. I just went to Deep Creek Lake, huh? It's close to Morgantown, you know that?
Oh, yeah, I've been there. I love anything that's deep. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. So what'd you guys think of the game?
Oh, man, we own that arena. Did you see Huggins wave at us and Juwan and Devin? That was awesome, man.
Well, I hope you gentlemen enjoy your time here in Columbus.
Looks like this is our stop.
Hey, Laura Schmidt. I just wanted to say I like the way your hair smells.
And I like the way my car has a gas pedal so I can accelerate away from here very quickly. Have a fine evening, gentlemen.
I love you, Lori.
Woo!
I'm sorry I missed that.
Oh, boy.
You know, the C-Bus, I don't think, is no longer in service. Did they take that out of commission?
Is that out?
I don't know. But it was a free bus you could take downtown.
It was perfect.
Select routes. Maybe it's still going. Tell me if it was.
It was perfect for going to the arena and then back anywhere.
I rode it one time.
Mm-hmm. How'd it go?
Someone blew chunks right in front of me. So that was the last time I rode it.
Never again.
No, I had to step over someone's vomit to exit the C bus.
Did you just get off wherever you were and walk all the way back?
No, I didn't stay on the
stay
bus.
On the vomit bus?
No. Bleh. Once vomit occurs on a bus, I'm out. I'm gone. Although the driver did have some of the powdery pink stuff that you would put down in elementary school.
Oh, I'm sure that's something that he does every day.
Mm-hmm. Jim Harbaugh is living in a van down by the river. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Both sides of State Route 665 are closed down due to an accident involving two semis between Buckeye Parkway and State Route 104. Avoid the area till that's cleared away. And westbound North Outer Belt after Sawmill Road, a disabled vehicle now cleared away. This report sponsored by WeBuyAnyCar.com. Before you sell or trade in, find out how much your car is worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com. They make selling your car fast, safe, and fair. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
Bone is spring breaking. So Timmy is here and Teddy is here. On campus, all the news and notes you need coming up at 4:48. No name dropping with Jeff Rimmer today. Dry your eyes. He's traveling. They're coming back from Arizona. He will join us tomorrow for all you Jeff Rimmer fans. A couple tidbits for you. Sadly, Aaron Rodgers will not be RFK Jr.'s vice president. That losing honor will go to someone named Nicole Shanahan, who I do not know, but she's apparently someone.
I don't know.
Kyle Shanahan's sister.
Mike's daughter. There you go.
Yeah.
She's a football gal as well.
Runs a hell of a West Coast offense.
Really good. Yeah. Likes to get out on the outside.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. And Indiana State beat Cincinnati to advance to the NIT semis. Why does that matter? Well, because Pat McAfee has promised to pay each member of the Indiana State team $10,000 if they win the entire tournament.
That's pretty cool. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is going to have some spending cash, apparently. Mm-hmm. I watched a little of that game last night.
Jim Harbaugh, of course, is the new head coach of the Chargers, and he's weird, which we know. He had a garage sale at his Michigan residence when he was getting ready to take the job in January. Which, to me, it should be against the law. If your house costs a certain amount of money, you should not be able to have a garage or a yard sale.
You should just have to give everything away.
Donate it.
Yeah.
Donate it.
Give it away.
I don't need to have your vinyl copy of Papa Don't Preach sell for 75 cents.
Mm-mm.
You would make millions of dollars a year.
Your sticky leather chair that's been in your den for 26 years, passed down by Jack Harbaugh. Not paying, $150 for that.
No.
Give it away.
Jim Harbaugh, though, he's waiting for his family to move to L.A. with him. He's been living in an RV in the meantime. He says, it's been great just being myself. I always wanted to do that. It worked out great. I'm 100 feet from Greg Roman, who is the offensive coordinator, who has a really, really good RV. He said, yeah, I'm not as fancy. My Ford Motor Coach hits me just right. It's been awesome. It's been really good. I go back there. It's a good time to think. It's just been great.
Nothing like dudes talking about their brand of RV.
Mm-hmm. He says about his family, they're all on this trip to Orlando right now, and then we're all going to California together. We'll be moving into our rental house, and that's even better than the RV, I assume.
And the RV.
Jim Harbaugh in the RV. Look, these guys are just motivated differently. All right? And he had success. I don't know how. He's an evil genius. What was that dumb movie? My Fellow Americans. You ever seen My Fellow Americans?
No, I didn't see that one.
With Jack Lemmon. And who was the other? James Garner? I think James Garner was the other one.
Sounds like that'd be an acting pair.
It's two former presidents. And Dan Aykroyd is the current president. And Dan Aykroyd's vice president is evil. Turns out he's evil.
Okay.
But he's like one of these Dan Quayle idiot guys where nobody takes him seriously. He's always putting his foot in his mouth. No one would ever take this guy for the supervillain, but he is. He's okay. Actually smarter. He's playing this character of this dumb guy.
That's what Jim Harbaugh
so that no one will suspect him of being the puppet master. There's a part of me that thinks that Jim Harbaugh is that guy. That he goes home and he puts on an ascot and he reads Shakespeare and there's this evil laugh as he pets a cat. They all fell for it again today.
They think I'm a stupid idiot out there.
But then the other side of this is,
he just doesn't care.
I mean, the two dumbest, weirdest guys I've ever encountered in sports, in Jim Harbaugh and Les Miles, have both won national championships.
Yes, they have.
And I can't wrap my mind around that sometimes.
I think football is a sport where the right amount of crazy can actually lead to success, you know? And I know, like, this example might not be the best because he hasn't had that big-time success, but the stuff that PJ Fleck is doing, the stuff that he was doing at Western Michigan and took with him to Minnesota, how does a group of people get behind that kind of stuff? Ski you, ma.
Yeah, but at least that's just a bunch of rah-rah stuff.
What are we doing?
Stuff.
Right, but that rah-rah stuff works for that team.
Les Miles was
group of guys.
Picking his boogers and eating them on the sidelines.
Something was amiss with Les Miles. I've heard some things about his exit from Kansas, too.
Well, didn't he
that
have...
That would make your skin crawl.
What? can you talk about him?
I think there's some things wrong with Les Miles.
Okay, all right.
There's some things wrong
with
him.
Is this for off the air then?
Yeah, we could talk about it off the air.
Okay.
But it's just really, really strange stuff about him.
All right, it's Wild Card Wednesday. What do you got?
So, I got this one. My guys, hypothetically, this is from Paul Assassin's Monkey, thank you. You want to quit your job. How would you rather do it? Coming on the air and dropping F, like Jen Winters, mm-hmm. or going to Tegna HQ, dropping trow and rubbing sacky on your boss's desk in front of him. Yeah, the second one sounds hard to do. My fantasy's always been the FFFFF.
Tegna HQ is in Virginia. Tegna is the company that owns us, but we're the only radio station that they own in the entire country. They barely know that we exist. So if I go to Tegna HQ and I say, hi, I'm Common Man,
mm-hmm.
he'll say, who's that? Hi, I work for the radio station that you own. We own a radio station? So I don't know if that would have the same effect.
Who are you with again?
I mean, I want to really know the person if I'm going to drop trow and quit. I want to see a look of shock and awe on their face.
So picture Sweet Lou across the desk from you.
I can picture, Sweet Lou is so deranged, I can picture him laughing and clapping.
Yes. Look at it.
So I think I would do
fish. How about fish?
No, I like fish. I respect him too much. I think that could change, though. I think I would do the on-air flame on. Just light that bridge on fire. Go F-bomb city. All the listeners would know what was going on. They'd be in on it.
Mm-hmm. How long would it take? That's the question.
Well,
how long would it take? Because Fish likes to listen.
Well,
we could pick
the
a week like this. He's ill.
Here's
he's out ill today.
Fish is not in the office today. Our head engineer is not in the office today.
This would be the day.
So there's not a lot of people that know how to shut stuff down. And Teddy, we'd have to just lock out of the studio because Ted is such a professional that he would not let me do it.
No, I count our producer as being in on it. In this scenario,
oh, okay.
In this scenario, the producer, the primary producer is always in
then
on it.
Then you know
it.
What? I think we could go for a good 8 minutes.
A good segment.
A good 8 minutes of debauchery before they figured out how to turn us off remotely.
Just think about that.
What do you think, Teddy?
Think about it.
Am I overshooting that?
No, I bet at least 8 minutes. Yeah, you're probably right.
You ever
probably
think
that's
more than
Ted Essential saying, there's a lot of stupid people here, man.
Well, no, they don't know what they're doing. A lot of time for them to communicate and get it down the line, and then they got to figure it out. And, you know, and if it was like our engineer, you know, Greg, he's probably, since he's off, he's probably home just, you know, sitting on the couch, right, and not paying attention.
Maybe dozing. T-100 or whatever he's listening to.
You said a couple segments ago about the thirst for another uncensored podcast.
Yeah.
How if you really wanted it,
you
could say some things. I mean, there's no shortage of things you could say that could blow your socks off.
No.
Just to think of how you're always only 5 seconds away from being national news as the host of a popular afternoon drive show.
Yeah. No, I think about it all the time.
The things that you could just say from these 5 seconds to the next 5 seconds.
That's what life is, though.
Of course.
Like when you're driving in a car and you're going 70 miles an hour, you're just one little blip.
Yeah, the Bill Burr bit.
Away.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
From a head-on
this is a disaster
collision. That's exactly right. But that's what life is. I'm on the radio. You can say, oh, you're on a tightrope right now. How do you do it? We're all on a tightrope. Our entire lives are on a tightrope.
At your job, you can snap, you know?
That's
right. You can
right.
say something to your boss.
That's
you can say
right.
something to your peers. You can go crazy for a quick second.
All right, all the news and notes you need as we go on campus. Coming up next, Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
An accident involving two semis has both directions of State Route 665 closed down between Buckeye Parkway and State Route 104. And picking up a new accident, this one on southbound US 23 at Duval Road. This report sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last, like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday. I want you to tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Text us 614-787-3093. Timmy's in for Bone today.
My guy.
On the burner, very quickly,
mm-hmm.
before we get to on campus. With Hunan Lion teasing their reopening this summer, it's been too long.
That's
I miss
your spot,
you so
right?
much. Oh, my God. I miss them so much. I'd like to know your top three Chinese dishes. From Hunan Lion? Here, I'll give them to you. Szechuan beef, combination spicy fried rice, and black pepper steak.
Ooh, black pepper steak.
Black pepper steak.
That sounds good.
Let me tell you something. Hunan Lion, it's off Bethel. It's been there for a long time. Had a kitchen fire. They've been closed for, it's got to be longer than 6 months now.
That's good. I'm glad that they're getting ready to open back up.
I've been missing it so much. We would have it every single Wednesday. We tried a couple other Chinese places. Nothing else matched up. There are a couple that I like that are on the east side of town, but it's not convenient for me to pick up, you know, food from there and then drive back home to Dublin and have dinner with the family.
This affected your tradition as a family.
Absolutely.
This took away Chinese food Wednesday.
We're lost.
That's today.
It's today. You know what tonight is?
No, you don't know.
It's potbelly sandwich night is what it is.
Has this been potbelly sandwich night since then?
More often than not, yes.
That's not bad.
No, I like a potbelly sandwich, but I love that hump day Chinese.
Yeah, it's not this. You know what? And believe me, I got nothing against Panda. They're fine. They're a fine option. Like, we talked about them in the fast food bracket.
They are what they are. They're a window. They're a drive-through, solid. And I think they serve some solid food.
Yeah, it's solid, if that's what you're getting. Anytime we go to Kings Island, Jack always wants to hit one of those, you know, giant cafeteria spots that's got the Panda Express. It's piping hot in the big walks there. But I love having Chinese food every once in a while, but in our family, we can't come to an agreement on which place is best. We've got a spot in Hilliard called Golden China.
Yeah.
I like them. Jack does not like the recipe of the orange chicken, which is his favorite dish.
That can make or break
it. It could, but
if they don't make your favorite dish the right way, it ruins it.
Got the little bits of peppers and the little slivers of carrots in it too.
I hate ginger. There are a lot of Chinese restaurants that are very ginger heavy. Hunan Lion is not. And if they have ginger in it, it's clearly listed on the menu.
I actually want to know from listeners, do you have that restaurant that is so close to you and you have nothing against it, but for whatever reason, you've never been to it in your life? There is a spot right off of I-70 by the Hilliard Rome exit called the Grand Asia Buffet. And it has always intrigued me. It's right by a Cracker Barrel.
Why don't you go?
I don't know. The thought of a buffet with good hot, piping hot Chinese food, that tickles me. So if anyone's ever been there and knows that place is amazing, let me know.
On campus, let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bones. On campus, the latest college sports news and notes.
Sponsored by Reverse Aesthetics. Don't let your dad bod hold you back anymore. Schedule your medical weight loss consult today.
Timmy, where do you want me to start? Hardwood, gridiron?
Hardwood.
So we've got a head coach at Louisville. That's pretty big news, right? And they are going with Charleston's Pat Kelsey. This has been a hot guy on the mid-major level for quite some time now. Know a little bit about him and what he's been building down there at the College of Charleston. Back-to-back CAA regular season and tournament championships. 261-122 is his record over 12 years there as the head coach at Charleston and also Winthrop. So he certainly knows that southeastern area. Has made some headway in the recruiting grounds in those states. 5-year deal is what we're hearing. And you were just looking at one of the tweets. I'm looking at the ESPN story. Does it say anything about a figure for what he's going to be making? I'm assuming we're still going to wait to find out what the money's going to be for Pat Kelsey. But were you expecting a bigger name when it came to Louisville basketball, that they wouldn't go with the mid-major guy, that it would at least Dusty May or somebody bigger?
Dusty May said, at least according to sources, that he didn't want to go there. They wanted him, and he thought the fans were too crazy. They were threatening his family or whatever it is. And, you know, I think a lot of the luster's off that job, man. They're so bad. The expectations are sky high. And I think a lot of coaches that would have touched that job 5 years ago are looking elsewhere if they have the opportunity.
Their athletic director, Josh Haird, was pursuing Baylor's Scott Drew. Now, that is sort of a pie in the sky.
I was going to say, he's not leaving for that job.
He's with what he has done to build Baylor's program. They've got a great fan base. They're in a new arena. They actually chose to go smaller with their capacity for their new arena and go more intimate. I think there's some discussion we're going to have on the Buckeye Show tonight about what the Schottenstein Center felt like for these NIT games when they tarped off the upper bowl there. Some more in college basketball. How about Iowa's Patrick McCaffrey? Now, do we remember now, is he the one that's dating Caitlin Clark? One of the McCaffrey sons is. I can't confirm if it's him.
Is Patrick the one that plays?
He's the one that's on the team now. He's the 6 foot
him.
Nine.
No, it's not him. It's not the other one.
It's the one that maybe graduated last year. He's 6 foot nine, 212 pounds. The forward there, he's been a key player for them. He started 60 of 123 games, averaging 9 points per game. Scored a team high 19 in their recent loss to Utah in the NIT. He is entering the transfer portal. So a little bit of awkwardness in the family there on the dinner table as Patrick is going to go somewhere else. for his last season of college basketball, and it's not going to be at Iowa. I saw this transfer too, a really good player at Pepperdine, an in-conference transfer. Michael Ajayi had a big game against Gonzaga this year and had a huge 30-point, 17-rebound game in a win over Pacific in late February. A 17-point-per-game, 10-rebound-per-game guy. He is transferring to Gonzaga, so clearly Mark Few sees some things with him. And also, Washington is going to hire Pat Chun. So there you go. The Huskies are poaching Washington State's athletics director for the same role ahead of the Big Ten move.
Their AD left to go where?
Oh, Washington's AD. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Is it Nebraska?
I think yes. It's Nebraska. Right. Yeah.
And then Nebraska's AD, Trev Alberts, went to Texas A&M.
Right. Correct. And then Ross Bjork from Texas A&M came here.
AD carousel. Right. It all kind of goes back to Ohio State, right?
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about my two favorite things. Cocaine seizures. Not seizures like in your brain, but seizing the cocaine. Arresting cocaine smugglers.
Taking the cocaine.
Taking the cocaine.
And locking it away.
And when I say taking it, I don't mean taking it like sniffing it.
No, taking it away
and seizing it and locking up bad guys. That and Fat Boy Food Tap. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
State Route 665 remains closed off in both directions due to an accident between Buckeye Parkway and State Route 104. 71 to Stringtown back to 104, your best detour, and traffic moving slow along eastbound I-70 between James and 270. Right now, a 5-minute delay. This report sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus and their 12,000 square foot sports book. If you want action, I mean real action, there's only one place to go, and that's a sports book at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Whether it's basketball games, whether it's action on the ponies, prop bets. Do they do prop bets there?
Well, sure.
All right.
Just not on college players
anymore.
Right,
not on college players.
Those
That's
are
right.
dead. Those are done.
You got the XFL thing starting up this weekend, right, Teddy? He's going to be watching.
Yeah, UFL.
Yeah?
That's
put some money on that?
Absolutely.
Are we doing the kickoff thing in that league for sure?
No.
That's not happening, huh?
Weirdly, that's one of the things they didn't take from them. They decided to do traditional kickoff.
Why?
I don't know why.
That's dumb. This should be what you experiment with.
That's right.
In a league like this.
Anyway, Hollywood Casino Columbus, where we do all our banging, must be 21 or older, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I love to watch the Catch a Smuggler shows and the international airport security shows. Like, Kristen hates them now because it's all I watch. You know, and I even ones that I've seen before.
Right.
It's like, I know they're carrying drugs in the Ace.
Sure.
But I'm still watching it.
I want to know more.
Samantha loves to watch him, too. I don't know why.
Because you like him. That's why.
I like a lot of stuff that she doesn't care about, but she cares about this show. She loves the drug smuggling show. She loves to predict who has stuff and how they're hiding it.
Something about a good
caper.
Yeah, a good caper.
Whether it's in their suitcase or whether they've ingested it or they have it taped to their body. She likes to guess. And you know what? It actually leads to some good discussions with us, too, because obviously we're talking about right and wrong. You know, you know, at first when she started watching the show, she would say, oh, that person who's carrying the drug, that's a bad guy, daddy. And I said, well, that's someone who made a bad choice. The ones who are carrying the drugs through airports, these are poor, desperate people that these cartels prey on and sometimes threaten their families if they don't do their bidding.
You get into those deeper discussions.
Well, we get into deeper discussions.
The levels of this.
About how
this business
you can
works.
You can make a bad choice, but that doesn't necessarily make you a bad person.
Right.
There are bad people out there. You know, these cartels are full of bad people. But these drug mules are generally just people who are down on their luck and desperate for cash.
Yes. Not all of them, though.
Not
Some
all
of them.
Them
can also
right.
be very bad.
Not all of them.
Trying to get more opportunity in
anyway,
the cartel.
I saw this today. A speedboat off the coast of Colombia in the Caribbean Sea has captured a boat, or was captured, carrying 3.7 tons of cocaine. The street value is $113 million. It is the biggest bust of the year in that area.
Wow.
And I watched tons. Sometimes these boats that look like you couldn't put that much on them. They're just like regular speedboat type of things.
Wow.
And the amount of drugs they carry. And if they're catching one of them, they probably let 10 of them go through. Obviously not because they want to let them go through.
No, because they want to make sure that they get a bust. They want to make sure that they get a bust. And you know that some of those are decoy boats.
Absolutely they are.
That's how they run. They try to, you know, use misdirection right there so the one with the drugs does not get caught. Good job by the investigators here. Did you say 3.7
tons? 3.7 tons, but how about this? Back in January in Ecuador, 22 tons of cocaine was seized on a farm worth $1.1
billion. $1.1 billion of drugs.
$1 billion.
I was going to say
an Ecuadorian farm.
I was going to say that couldn't have been on a boat because
no,
that would have had to be on a barge in one of those Maersk containers. That's how heavy that is.
Crashes into bridges.
Help an idiot. Yes. How about that? Help an idiot out, though. That's 2,000 pounds, right? A ton is 2,000 pounds.
Is it?
Is that the math?
We got a lot of idiots on this show. Look at Ted.
Math,
he's got a blank look on his face.
He is. He's got a gloss. You
two college graduates.
No, I think that's right. Yeah. Tons, 2,000 pounds.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you just mentioned the bridge. I was floored when I heard that news. Shocked. I couldn't believe it. The key bridge, gone.
Gone.
Just like
and
that.
They say years to build that again.
Have you ever been on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel?
Yes.
You've been on that?
Yes, I have.
For folks that don't know that one road, I mean, you could look it up on Wikipedia and marvel at the engineering science that goes into something like that that's built. My puny brain cannot comprehend how man and woman can build things like that. I don't understand how you can build something up from the depths of the water, not knowing how deep it is, to get it to withstand weather, wind, conditions, time. All the cars are going to travel on this thing. I can't even comprehend it. And then to think about a bridge like that, which holds Interstate 695,
yeah,
just gone. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe 5 to 7 years before they can build something up. I see this from time to time in the Outer Banks where the bridges that they've had, the islands, that one more than a lot of places, takes on a lot of, you know, land shifting and the beaches erode.
Sure,
and
yeah, yeah.
Sometimes those bridges will get wiped out. And they've been building one specific one. I think it's Highway 12 for folks that vacation down there that goes from Nag's Head all the way down the actual Cape Hatteras, the National Seashore. And the last, you know, two or three times I've gone there, it's just blown my mind how big of a bridge that they were able to build and put in there. All the concrete and steel and you got to watch this thing.
If it was you and I that society was depending on, nothing would ever get done.
Oh, my God. You think we'd have phones? You think
we wouldn't have anything. We wouldn't be able to eat. We'd starve.
We wouldn't be doing the show right now. We'd just be out in the woods somewhere. Trying to stay alive.
I have no idea how anything works.
I don't get it.
I have no clue. But these people exist.
Building a bridge.
Can they play fart noises on the radio for 3 hours a day?
No,
they can't.
They can't entertain.
They can. Well, they probably can. Fatboy Food, yeah.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fatboy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
I have been told by many on the burner phone, I have not personally gone. Actually, I haven't gone to McDonald's at all this week, which is odd. They're probably wondering where I am.
I haven't made a trip there yet either.
The spicy nuggets are back at McDonald's.
Fan?
Not really.
Me neither. I like the original nuggets.
And that surprised me because I'm such a fan of the original. I thought, okay, you had a little bit more flavor, a little bit of spice. I know they're not going to be spicy because McDonald's doesn't do spicy.
Yeah, it's not the spice.
It's not the spice.
It's the flavor.
It just feels like it doesn't belong. You are so accustomed to a way a McNugget should taste. I was talking earlier today. We had Dave James, longtime ONN radio anchor. He is retiring. He's been here for 29 years, so we had a little party in his honor today.
Yes, we did. Retirement party.
We got some Raising Cane's chicken in here. That was Dave's request.
He picked it, and he was wearing a nice little sash, too. I thought that was a good look.
So I'm eating the chicken. It was very good, but it reminded me of the time that I had some leftover Raising Cane's sauce, and I went to Popeye. I love the tenders at Popeye's. I love the Raising Cane's chicken, but I love the tenders at Popeye's, bought some of those, and while they were still piping hot, or as piping hot as Popeyes gets their tenders, I had dipped them in the sauce, in the Cane's sauce.
Ah.
And you would think that would be the perfect combination.
That's a bold move.
Instead, it was oddly unsettling. They did not belong together.
It just didn't jive, right?
They're good on their own, but together, they just didn't make sense to me. That's how I feel about the spicy McNuggets.
See, I'm blown away. And by the way, I opened up the Mickey D's app while you were going there. And I had not tried, while you were on the subject of sauces, this new Savory and Bold. Have you given this a whirl? Do you recognize that? It's got the gold wrapper on top of it. Have you seen that?
That's the sweet and sour Asian sauce.
Like a sweet and sour sauce.
We tasted it on the air. I did not like it.
Didn't
because
like
it's
it?
Very ginger forward.
Ah, okay. So it's got a lot of the ginger spice to it.
It's an Asian flavored sauce. It did not. Teddy hated it too. He almost threw up in there. T-Bone was licking it all up.
He loved it?
Yeah, he liked it.
I'm not seeing anything on the app for the spicy nuggets. They got to get on that if they're going to give us some kind of deal to go get them. Because I would give them another try. And while you were talking about Cane's there, I'm blown away. I'm fascinated by the fact that they actually have honey mustard.
And I didn't know they had honey mustard. Matty Ice told me that.
Yeah, so Matty Ice here and Dave Holmes from 10TV, he was telling me this a couple weeks ago on the Buckeyes show when we were talking, that he loves to sub out. Because one of the most fun things to do when guys talk is, what's your order at Raising Cane's? Because there's all these little tricks and tips that you can use to customize your order. And he said, sub out the Cane sauce for honey mustard. And I had to go, whoa. I had no idea. I didn't even know that was offered there.
I'll try it.
I'll try it too. But they don't have barbecue sauce at all there.
I can't see how that would be better, though. The Cane sauce is so iconic.
It's so good.
Matty Ice actually does something that he turned me on to. He does double butter. Butter both sides on the bread.
B-O-B. Butter on both.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nobody told me.
Just say B-O-B. They'll know.
I hate lingo like that. Can I just say butter both sides of the toast?
Yeah, you can say that.
Hey, just say B-O-B.
B-O-B. Bob. Bob.
Excuse me, is that your name for the order?
No, Bob. Bob.
Is your name Bob?
No, Bob. You get somebody new. Sir, I'm not following.
You know, my name's Tim, but I want you to Bob. Okay, whatever you say, sir. Zach Taylor gives us a Joe Burrow injury update. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Westbound State Route 104 now completely closed down due to an accident between Groveport and High Street. Police there on the scene. 665 also remains closed down due to an accident both directions between Buckeye Parkway and State Route 104. That accident involving two semis and traffic moving slow northbound 71 between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report sponsored by Direct Auto. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name, same flexible payments. Go to directauto.com for a free quote. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan.
Hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. Back to Man and Bone.
It's Wild Card Wednesday. Tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Text us 614-787-3093. Timmy is in for Bone today. This
my guy.
One is from Dwibbins. He says, my fatties. The spicy McNuggets are trash. The breading is way off. The breading to chicken ratio specifically is not satisfying. Too many crispies and not the good way like Long John Silver's used to be in the 90s. If you want a good spicy nugget, Burger King has these fiery buffalo nuggets right now. You got to ask for extra sauce, but they're the real deal. I am usually opposed to all things Burger King, but I will give those a try. Are you a fan of the Wendy's spicy nugs?
I am, and I thought that the McDonald's nugs, and they should have been, right? I want to start with that. They should be different, but they're just, it's hard to describe. I guess that was a pretty good description of what was wrong with the spicy nuggets at Mickey D's. I only tried them one time, and that had to be, what, over a year ago when they first released those? I want to give them another shot and give them a good go this time.
Nick says, my guys. Fat Boy Food Tap. Go to Amy's Donuts on Georgesville Road. The donut itself is the best you'll find.
Okay.
Well, give me a suggestion. What type of donut are we talking about here? Like, what should I get?
Yeah, there should be, like, maybe a sour cream donut. I feel like if you can make a bang-up sour cream or a stick donut, you know, one that's got the really crispy edges, but it's,
yeah, I know what you're
it's
talking
the
about.
Buttermilk-based donut. Yeah. That's one of my favorites to see how a locally owned shop can do one of those.
Also, he says the orange Dreamsicle Frosty was a little blah. Needs more orange flavor. Hashtag GTH. Hashtag I'm fat. Thank you for the review. I've not had the orange Dreamsicle Frosty yet, but I'm looking forward to trying.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's orange creamsicle flavored things.
You're a big fan?
The best, yeah. Yes. I remember we were taking a trip to Philadelphia, and there was a Dairy Queen on one of the downtown city streets. Stumbled in there, just looking for any regular Dairy Queen treat, had the family with us. And I did not know that they were doing this at the time, but they were doing the orange cream dip with the ice cream cones. Phenomenal. And I think that should be in the hopper, full time, along with the cherry. Should have cherry,
they
chocolate.
They just brought back the cherry for a limited
cream.
Time. I think it's gone already, though.
Yeah, it's too bad. I did just have, I bought them out of the case at the DQ.
It's different. I don't want them out of the case.
Well, no, I know, but I'm just saying, I think the Dilly Bars are fantastic. If I can have a treat at home instead of just your run of the mill popsicles from the grocery store, actually buying the boxed up Dilly Bars. That is a special kind of treat.
Can I do a little hot take for you?
Okay.
If you're over the age of 5,
can't have one,
and you eat popsicles, go to jail. What's the matter with you? There's so many other good frozen treats to have. Like, just go look at the novelty section at the grocery store.
Forget about popsicles. I don't do a lot of popsicles, but what about ice cream bars?
No, that's fine.
Something against those?
No, not at all. That's not a popsicle, though.
Okay, well, I was really talking about ice cream bars.
Okay, that's different.
I just said popsicle.
Well, oh, that's fine.
Sorry.
Those are two different products.
I know,
you idiot.
I know they're different, but it was a thing on a stick, okay?
I love ice cream bars. Now you're speaking my language.
How about the strawberry
those
shortcake?
Those Magnums?
Dove?
Not Dove. Magnum. Magnum.
Isn't that by Dove?
Is it by Dove? I thought Magnum was Magnum.
Magnum B Magnum. Let me see.
The double caramel? Oh, my God.
I think that is its own thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's
Dove. Yeah, I think you're right. Well, the Dove bar,
well,
pretty
Dove
solid,
bar is,
too.
Is very solid, but once you have a Magnum, why are you going back to Dove?
Okay, the ice cream treat of my childhood, you know what it was?
Drumstick?
That's a good guess. I did enjoy those.
Still good.
Klondike bars.
Klondike Bar's good.
Klondike bars are fantastic. And if you have a spot in your freezer that's closer to the ice maker, if you can get, this is a good fat boy food tip. You put those puppies as close to the ice maker as humanly possible so they are as cold as can be. The thicker that ice cream and the thicker that chocolate is, you can get that crack of the outer coating of the chocolate while that ice cream stays fresh and chewy. That is the way to eat that, when there's no melting of the ice cream at all. And you got to eat it quick.
What's your take on a good old-fashioned ice cream sandwich?
I mean, they're one of life's great gifts.
Phenomenal.
What kind of idiot wouldn't like an ice cream sandwich?
You know what I had the other day?
On a hot summer's day.
Or I had a ice cream,
cold winter's day.
Ice cream bar Snickers. Delicious. The nuts with the caramel in there.
The Twix ice cream bar may have came after,
but
the Snickers
I don't like that as much because there's not the cookie crunch that I want in there.
Yeah, it's more chewy.
It's chewy.
It's not as crunchy.
I want a cookie crunch.
Yeah, I'm with you right there.
With the Snickers, you get the nuts. You get the taste of Snickers with the addition of ice cream.
Where are you with me enjoying ice cream snacks in the winter? It seems to be
ice cream has no season.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell we're talking about
for the summertime.
As a matter of fact, I like it because there are a lot of ice cream places like Handles and stuff like that in the wintertime. No line.
Exactly.
I walk right up. I enjoy my cone. Summertime, it's howdy doody time. And all the dumb kids are there with the pets and, would you like to eat? What do you think? There's 19 million people behind you.
What flavor would you like to try today?
Can we have a taste of this? We're all waiting.
You've tried all the flavors.
It's ice cream. It's all good. Have you ever had a taste of ice cream where you just spit it out of your mouth because it was so damn bad? No, it's ice cream.
We've been here since 1946. You've had all the flavors. They're all tremendous. My one thing with Handles is, yes, that line can get really long in the summer. I mean, there might be 30 people there.
There's no courtesy.
I don't know if this is Handles' fault. More the clientele, right? Just taking forever. You ever get that way? You're watching people's process, whether it's at the store or at a gas pump or at the ATM machine. It just boggles my mind. I can't get over it. Why are you taking so long?
This is why best friends.
I want to race up to it and then go so fast so the person behind me can maybe have one little thought run through their mind. Man, that guy was quick. That's all I want.
I appreciate that.
That's all I want. For someone behind me to say, that guy was quick.
No,
and thank you for appreciating.
If you're in line for ice cream, we're all standing out in the heat. We all want to be someplace else.
Jimmy, what are you going to get?
Man, you got a lot of flavors there. That pineapple. How's that? Pretty good? What kind of cone do I want?
Can I get a waffle cone?
Do I want a regular cone?
Jimmy, you got that last week. Mom says you got to get a regular
cone.
They
got the doggy treats, too. Should we get something for the dog? And shut up.
By Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor gives us an update on Joe Burrow's recovery from wrist surgery. He says it's all positive. It's right on schedule. We're encouraged with everything. It's what we thought it was going to be.
I love these off-season injury comments.
He's going to fit in our off-season. So everything's fine. He's apparently throwing fine. Everything's fine. Wrist is fine.
Does any of this matter right now?
No.
I want to see Joe Burrow have a healthy August all the way through February. That's for one time I would like to see him stay healthy for a nine-month stretch. The whole entire ramp up to the season, the preseason, and the whole season.
Jeff Rimmer is not going to join us today because they're traveling. So Rimmer tomorrow, which means coming up next, normal Rimmer time, we will go hardcore on the Wild Card Wednesday. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Westbound State Route 104 is closed down due to police activity between US 33 and High Street. Westbound 670, the ramp to northbound State Route 315 closed down due to an accident as well. This report sponsored by First Service Credit Union. Don't be just a number at the bank. First Service Federal Credit Union puts you first. Become a valued member at firstcu.com. Switch for the savings, stay for the service. Ready for banking with a human approach? Find fast service at firstcu.com. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Bone is vacationing. Timmy is with me. A reminder, tomorrow is Thursday. It's baseball opening day. It's our special baseball show. Plus, Sweet 16 action with Drive-Thru Madness. Yes.
Can I just say?
The matchups continue.
Unbelievable. Some of your listeners go to these lengths to, you know, make pretty looking things for your show. Annie Hawkhausen on X making this fine looking bracket.
That's right.
We've got a few of these around the office now that helps us stay organized. We're going to have in a 1-5 in the feast region, Big Mac over Cane's Tenders. It's coming up tomorrow, all these. You'll have a 3 versus a 2, McDonald's fries versus the White Castle slider. I'm looking forward to the McNuggets in a 1-5 matchup versus the Popeye's Tenders in the ingest region. What's another good-looking matchup? How about the spicy chicken sandwich, the 2 seed from Wendy's, versus the Popeye's chicken sandwich, the 3 seed?
That's going to be a battle, man.
Ooh, that's a banger,
that's
Teddy.
That's going to be a battle.
I wonder how that one's going to go.
Although, Teddy, you know, I have heard some pushback from people that think that you and I are too pro-chicken, that we didn't let enough beef in. I can't help my taste buds. I love chicken stuff.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the chicken as well, so, I mean, that's probably true.
That whole Sweet 16, the regional semis right there in ingest are all chicken. It's 4 chickens.
They'll take each other out then.
Ooh, we've got a junior bacon cheeseburger versus the quarter pounder. Quarter pounder, the 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the mouth region. You've got the Frosty taking on the Culver's Butterburger in a 1 versus 4 in that region. We had 1 1-seed knocked out in the second round. That was the Whopper. Whopper fell to the 9-seed cheesy gordita crunch, where it'll be 2 Taco Bells conference matchup. Be like if Purdue and Illinois met each other.
Cheesy gordita crunch goes up against what?
Against Soft Taco, the 4-seed. And then the Arby's original roast beef. I'm glad to see the original roast beef is still alive as a 3, taking on the 2-seed Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich in the digest region.
We will start all of that fun tomorrow. It is Wild Card Wednesday. All right, what do you got, Timmy?
All right, how's this one from DJ Watts? My weenie no worky wackos. If you were to be any of the mysterious sci-fi creatures, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Bigfoot, maybe there's another one that he didn't mention. Which one would you be and why? I'd be Godzilla because he can like breathe electricity. Can he do that? He's like a blue stream.
They have a new movie where it's Godzilla versus King Kong,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was just on the TV out there because TNT's been on for college basketball, and then we see all these random movies.
What would I be? You want to be something that's hard to defeat,
What's
right?
harder to defeat than Godzilla? I mean, in this latest movie, I think he's like 500 feet tall.
But don't they wind up defeating him, though?
No, I think he just agrees to head off back into the ocean and do his own thing.
It's like the alien from Alien.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're never really defeating that thing.
No.
It keeps coming back.
Yeah. It's like unkillable, right?
Maybe the alien. I like the idea of me having just multiple mouths.
I don't like that idea about you. The one is enough.
One mouth is enough?
Yeah.
With just viscous garbage dripping from it.
Look at it. How about the Predator? Predator's pretty cool.
Predator can go invisible.
Yes, he can.
Yeah, I may choose Predator.
I gotta watch Predator again. How up to speed are you? Like how
I mean,
well,
it's been years since I've seen
it. But does the plot of Predator just live inside you? Like, do you know how that ended? Because Carl Weathers is in that,
I
right?
I don't
He
remember.
Dies in that movie.
Oh,
right?
They had Alien versus Predator.
Alien was versus that Predator. Yep.
I forgot who won.
Blockbusters Collide. I don't know much about that one either. That was long ago, and I didn't watch that one like I should have. Here's one from Max. My Darius Rucker, Meaty Cluckers.
Yeah.
Good try. Good try, Max. Right before the festivities happened yesterday, the festivities of Jen's F-bomb, CM sounded so calm. Shocked. It was only the first time, by the way. What was man going to spoil about, he said Billy Madison, he meant Happy Gilmore. What were you about to say about the movie?
Happy Gilmore? Now,
yeah.
I want to point out that I, like all of you who are around my same age, you know, you're a 90s kid, you grew up watching these movies. They came out when you were a teenager. And you thought the humor was very funny. I did. You know, I'd listen to his comedy albums. I would watch Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore. They were great. I'd recite the lines to my buddies. But as an adult, when you go back and watch Happy Gilmore specifically, Billy Madison still has some moments. But Happy Gilmore, the character, is such a horrible person that I'm rooting for him to die.
He's not. You're hoping that baseball that hit him in the head.
Right. He's just a horrible, rage-filled.
He's not a good guy.
Idiot. Like I hated him, and it took me out of the movie. Like there are still funny moments, obviously, where the grandma's in the old age home, and Ben Stiller says, "How about a nice warm glass?" And shut the hell up.
Of course.
And grandma's wearing the kiss mask. I mean, there's always.
The way Ben Stiller shuts it off so quick.
Yes.
He's just bad-mouthing one of the grannies, turns on, oh, it's a tremendous-looking trophy,
and Carl
Mr.
Weathers
Gilmore.
Is good in that movie as well.
But, yes, he is.
But the actual Happy Gilmore uh-huh. character is so unlikable for me now.
Well, Billy Madison is different because the character is so juvenile.
He's so stupid.
It's still funny.
And there's
it's
no
so
way.
Dumb.
But there's also no way that Veronica Vaughn would be attracted to this man.
That's why
who
funny.
Clearly has like a one IQ. Veronica Vaughn, so hot. Want to touch the hiney.
Man.
But again, see, I can still recite some stupid lines from that. Happy Gilmore has ruined it for me.
If peeing your pants is cool, then
consider
call
me
Miles Davis. I pee my pants all the time. It's stuff like that. That doesn't get unfunny. It's so juvenile.
It's so stupid.
But Happy Gilmore is just enough if they're trying to make this guy a normal hockey player trying to make him golf.
If you are the parent of like current 16, 15-year-old boys. Do they like watching that stuff now? Or do they, like, you put it on. Like, my dad would put on the Three Stooges, and he would just laugh and laugh and laugh.
And you didn't quite
and
connect
I'd be like,
with it.
Okay. Like, there were some moments. Yeah. Like, but he would just laugh. It was so funny for him. He'd crack up. And I wonder if that's what kids are like now when dad comes in and says, hey, man, we got to watch Billy Madison together.
My dad wasn't the biggest into TV. I mean, he spent most of his time watching sports, so it was usually my ma who I would watch shows with, and she was, I mean, you and I, we both like Frasier enough, like old episodes
I'm
of Frasier.
I'm actually rewatching it now.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can dig Cheers for older sitcoms for some comedy, but with my ma, it was usually Frasier, and then it morphed into everybody. She just loved watching reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond. And so I got a kick out of that. I find Ray Romano and God, what's the big guy's name? I can't even.
Brad Garrett.
Yeah, they've got a funny chemistry. That's a pretty good show. And Peter Boyle and the Ma and everything. So, yeah, I wonder about that. But let me try to get one more.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about Happy Gilmore.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about Happy Gilmore and the character.
You know what? I have a prize to give away. Why don't you pick somebody to get the prize?
Okay.
A $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies. Pecan Pennies, your downtown home for barbecue, happy hour, and soccer.
Why don't we go, earlier in the show, DCC was asking about our guilty pleasure bands or our guilty pleasure songs by those bands.
What was your answer again?
I said Lit was one of them. There are many. Everclear is another one. Guilty pleasure for me. Limp Bizkit, very guilty pleasure.
I see Limp Bizkit fits.
Yeah, that's guilty pleasure. You talk about...
Give me a little Limp Bizkit.
John Otto, take us to the Matthews Bridge. A different generation. I can't start going into that one or else I'm Jen Winters.
Invite her in.
We don't. No.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Westbound State Route 104 is still closed down due to police activity between US 33 and High Street. That's also got the east and westbound 33 ramps to westbound 104 closed off as well. This report sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Even though Timmy is doing the show with me, he's also doing double duty and hosting the Buckeye Show tonight. Hi.
Just a good fun day.
That sounded very sarcastic.
Just a really a good fun day. I can't wait to see Devere in here. A lot of good things to talk about. I know that, you know, we're moving on to football now. Spring football is going to be the focus. Now that both of the basketball seasons are done, we're disappointed that they are. So we'll talk a little bit about that and how that game went last night. But I do want to talk about a couple guys in particular. The guys that had their black stripes removed after the sixth spring practice. We'll talk about Quinshon and Caleb a little bit. And then I'm going to ask the Buckeye faithful who they are most excited to watch of the newcomers. And I boiled it down to four. And tell me if I'm leaving anybody off. I've got Caleb Downs, the talented safety.
Yeah.
Quinshon Judkins, the talented running back.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Smith, the freakishly good freshman wide receiver.
Yeah.
And Will Howard, who could be the starting quarterback.
You have to include Will Howard.
Right, right. Am I missing anybody for super exciting newcomers right there? I mean, I'm not, no offense to Seth McLaughlin.
All right, you're not going to starting center. Offensive line.
Oh, my God. The way he snaps.
Yes, I mean, I'm excited to see the unit as a whole hopefully have a nice season together. But as far as, you know, watching the tape for the center, oh, look at the way he squats. Look at him.
God, that base.
That buttocks is
sublime.
Proportioned and sweaty.
So you like the quartet?
Yeah.
We'll break down that quartet. Devere will be in here. We'll have some fun.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on the Fan. John Calipari returning as Kentucky head coach. That was confirmed by the AD
today. Oh, that was that or pay like $700
million? It was $33
million. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've seen... It's a big-time program, man. They have expectations. We have seen programs pay out money before, obviously. Are you surprised that he's back?
I'm a little bit surprised, but I think this is basically another year for John Calipari, and you talk about the stress and the pressure that comes with that.
What does he have to do?
He's going to have to do something in the tournament. He's gonna
What does that mean, he's though?
I think he's going to have to at least go to the second weekend this time around.
So Sweet 16 or you're dead.
I think it's a Sweet 16 or bust for John Calipari. I mean, again, you think about how we've been getting here in Columbus, Ohio, getting antsy about the lack of results with this basketball program. Imagine what that would be like.
They're used
with
to going to Final
basketball.
Fours.
Well, think about it. That's more of the Ohio State football comparison, right?
Right.
I know they're different sports, but it's all about, you know, what kind of results you're expecting. And I even think there's still a difference from college football to college basketball. And even if you're going to look at, say, an Ohio State Buckeye football type program to Kentucky basketball because of randomness in the tournament. And it's harder. It's harder to win six games to win a national championship. But you're not asking for a national championship every year. But you are, more often than not, with that kind of talent and that kind of price tag for the coach. That's what it's about, too, that you get to the Sweet 16. Pretty often, pretty frequently.
Former Buckeye J.K. Dobbins has been cleared for football activities.
Good for him. He's always
begin
hurt.
Free agent visits soon. Well, that's the thing, man. He's averaged 5.8 yards per carry in his career. But over the last 3 seasons, he's played 9 games.
Yeah, that's just
9 games.
It's too bad. He hasn't even gotten a chance, and that's the way some guys' careers go, unfortunately. And if you can't be healthy and be out there, there's really nothing more to talk about.
Torn Achilles. So he's torn his Achilles. Did he tear his Achilles twice?
I think one was an ACL, and this latest one was
the
Achilles.
It's been 9 games in 3 years. He's a talented guy, but the shelf life on running backs is short, and it's short for a reason. And his is really short. I had one other thing for you. Oh, you're a Commanders fan.
Oh, yeah.
Chatter about the Commanders taking J.J. McCarthy at number 2. I continue to read these experts who are enamored with J.J. McCarthy. And I don't see it.
He's a top 5 pick, apparently,
I don't
man.
Get it. And it has nothing to do with the fact that he went to Michigan. But because he went to Michigan, because he played significant Big Ten football, I have seen him more than I've seen some of these other guys. And from my experience, you can blame, oh, their offense wasn't built for him. Okay, I can't see this guy being a top first round pick. He's definitely going to go in the first round. It seems like that now. I thought that would have been laughable 2 months ago. But now we're talking about him potentially going number 2,
yeah,
being the second quarterback off the board.
It seems like there's so much chatter about this that it's not fake at this point.
What am I missing?
That J.J. McCarthy really is a top 10 pick.
Do you see it?
No.
Will you be applauding if the Commanders take him at 2?
No, but, you know, I'll eat my words. I mean, I would be happy to if that's who they pick and he winds up being a mainstay quarterback and a top 10 QB in the league, I'll be happy with that.
Trust me, I've been wrong before. I was a Ryan Leaf guy. That didn't work out.
Right. So we're wrong sometimes. It happens. But the thing of it is for me is, you know, Michigan was a good football team, right? They had a good offensive line, a lot of protection. A lot of these places where you go in the NFL with contract situations, you're losing guys. Like Washington couldn't keep hold of Trent Williams, right?
Yeah.
They got him all upset with the way that they handled him with some of his injury situations, and you lose a linchpin offensive lineman that is one of the best in the league, and protection has been an issue. When you are running for your life, what is that leadership and that dead-eye accuracy that we've seen J.J. McCarthy have when he can zip a pass down, when he's not asked to do a whole lot? You're going to be asked to do a whole lot as a quarterback in the National Football League. You have to move the ball down the field, and you got to do it a lot. There's not going to be any, you only have to throw it 8 times. And remember the Penn State game?
Yeah.
They didn't throw the ball in the second half of that game. That's not going to happen in the NFL.
Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Timmy.
This one, I put a pin in this one. I thought you might like this for more of a fat boy food tip at the end of the show as well. It used to be a DiCarlo's pizza spot attached to a gas station in Hilliard.
Right, it's gone now, right?
Right there on Old Main Street. It's not there. But something cool is going to be moving in. I was excited about this because I've always clamored to have more bagel options in this town. Something called Bear's Bagels.
I've had Bear's Bagels.
There you go. Yeah, they've been around, but they're going to have a brick and mortar now. So they're going to open the shop. It's at 4142 Main Street in Hilliard.
Beautiful.
And that should be opening sometime late spring. I was over there last week and it did not appear to be within a couple weeks or so of opening, but maybe by spring or summer. They're going to be open on Tuesdays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 2. You said you've had them before. It says that they've been in several shops and markets in the Columbus area. Coffee Connections in Hilliard has had them. Floor and Coffee in North Linden and Bada Bean, Bada Booze locations. I don't know what that one is, but that sounds
cool.
Can I
tell you just a little pet peeve of mine?
Yeah.
Like 8 o'clock to me for a bagel place, that's not early enough.
6.
Like, I want like a 6 or 6:30. You're making breakfast items. You're making bagels. I want to be able to get up.
Diners, too. You can't open at 9. You got to open at 7 at least.
I mean, I'll still check it out, but, you know, I like to get up early, get my bagels, then rouse the girls up from their sleep.
Yeah, I feel like
Daddy brought home some fresh bagels.
Right. I feel like New York City bagels, you're open at 4:30 or 5, right?
Yeah. All right, thank you, Timmy.
All right, man.
Stay tuned for Timmy's doing Buckeye Show next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Gender Road is closed down due to an accident in both directions between Winchester Crossing Boulevard and Chelsea Glen Road. Bryce going to be your best alternate route at the moment. And State Route 665 closed down both directions between Buckeye Parkway and State Route 104 due to an accident. This report sponsored by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need for the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. Tomorrow, it's opening day for the 2024 Major League Baseball season. The Reds get things started at home to host the Nationals. First pitch is at 4:10. Josiah Gray is on the bump for Cincinnati. Meanwhile, the Guardians get started out on the West Coast. They're in Oakland to face the A's. It's a late start tomorrow night. First pitch is at 10:07. Shane Bieber is on the mound. Sticking with baseball, the LA Dodgers and catcher Will Smith are finalizing a 10-year, $140 million extension. Smith made his first All-Star team last season with LA. Men's college basketball, Louisville is set to hire Pat Kelsey as their new head coach. Kelsey was at Charleston for the last 3 years, where he went 75-27 overall and took them to the NCAA tournament each of the last two seasons. NBA tonight, the Cavs are in Charlotte against the Hornets. Tip-off is at 7. This update is sponsored by AAA. Even the most skilled drivers experience mishaps on the road. That's why you should join AAA and get the peace of mind that comes with having expert roadside assistance.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. We should sell shares of this show. Ownership
but,
shares
but
of this
no
show.
But you have no say in it?
No, you have no say in it.
All right.
But we can print out a little certificate. You can hang it on your wall.
Oh, I think that'd be great.
I own a piece of Man and Bone.
Actually, here's what I'll take it a step further. Why sell stock? We will sell off paper representations of our body parts. Not like, I don't mean they'll be in the shape of the body part, unless you want that. But I just mean, like, I will give you a share. It'll be worth a lot, but you can buy one of my feet. You're not actually going to have, like the Packers, you have no voting power over what I do with my feet or my eyeballs or anything like that. But if you want to be like the owner of my eyeballs in name only on a piece of paper.
I'll do better than that.
I'll sell all that off.
I'll do better than that. I'll give you a certificate that says you own a piece of me. And in the envelope, I will give you a short and curly with the DNA bulb attached. I will yank it out and put it in there.
What do you mean the DNA?
Well,
what
you know, when you mean? There's a little bulb on the end of it, whatever
that's
the hell they call
DNA
that.
DNA bulb?
Well, whatever the hell that little flesh bulb is.
You think that's where the DNA is on your hair?
I'm just saying.
It's like an onion? It's at the end?
You
it's
have
that
a share.
Bulb?
You have a share of me, and if you have the ability, you could clone me.
Oh.
With the little DNA bulb that I give you. And I could just be in your home. The clone version of me doing the show.
I like to picture somebody chopping up your DNA bulbs to then throw in a nice salad or maybe into some kind of sauce they're making.
Like
add some
it's
flavor.
Like the,
it's like an onion.
The pube onion.
Yeah.
Because it's below the surface. You harvest it. It's below the surface. Maybe a turnip. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.